We've reached the final out. Time now for the BYU Baseball postgame show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Let's rejoin Steve Klauke.
Well, back here in Lubbock, the BYU Cougars fall to Texas Tech 4-3, tying the game in the top of the ninth on a pinch hit, two-out, two-run homer by Brinker Hertzman. Only to have Texas Tech get a leadoff double by Dylan Maxey in the bottom of the ninth, to be followed by a Landon Stripling single to center that brought home Maxey with the winning run. Here are the final totals and the final stats presented by Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. For Texas Tech, 4 runs on 11 hits, 1 error. They left 8 runners on base. For BYU, 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors, and 5 left on base. Winning pitcher, Ryan Free, now 3-0. Losing pitcher, Candon Daly, he drops to 2-2. For the Cougars, they are now 11-9 on the year as their 4-game winning streak comes to an end. They're now 4-4 in the Big 12. For Texas Tech, they're now 16-7 overall and 3-5 in conference play. Well, Texas Tech gets the win. We'll be back with a recap of the scoring on this one right after this timeout. This is BYU Baseball, the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to the BYU Baseball postgame show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Tough one to end up tonight with Texas Tech winning by a final score of 4-3. Joined now by head coach Trent Pratt. And, a tough ending, coach, but really a tough beginning when you lost your catcher, Colin Reuter, in the first inning. What was the situation there?
Yeah, he had a problem with his elbow last year. He was out with surgery, and he said his elbow, something didn't feel right. And so we had to get him out. But, you know, luckily Parker came in and did a good job for us. But, man, we hopefully get some information on Colin soon and, you know, pray that he's okay.
The exhilaration on that pinch hit home run by Brinker Hertzman, your bench absolutely erupted. But he certainly got the pitch that he wanted and drove it the other way.
Yeah. I mean, we knew kind of the wind blew out to right center. He has some power to that side. So, like, man, it's our chance, maybe tie a game right there. And he came in and, man, great job for him not playing the last little while and coming in and being ready to hit. So, you can't ask for more. I mean, it's a great college baseball game. We just came out on the wrong end of the stick tonight.
Yeah, Candon Daly has really pitched well of late, but they kind of jumped on him early. Dylan Maxey had a big night at the plate for Texas Tech with the double. And then Landon Stripling, just a clean single to center field, and that was it.
Yeah, the ball just a little up today. Usually Candon, you know, the ball's down. He gets a ton of ground balls, and a couple balls elevated they were able to get to, and – you know, but he'll come back. He'll be ready tomorrow.
You know, we were talking during the commercial break. The key of this game came in the third inning. Runners at first and third and one out. Had just tied the game at one apiece, and Easton Jones at the plate. And he just about literally hit the cover off the ball, just absolutely drilled it. But Kyle Robinson stands up on the hill at 6-6 and just kind of snared it over his left shoulder and turned it into a double play.
Yeah, I don't know if he snared. I think the ball just happened to go in his glove. I think it was hit so hard. I don't know. I think someone told me it was like 104 off the bat. So, like, it was hit hard. It just happened to be right where his glove was, and you know, the ball closed the glove for him. But there was that time, one other situation where we ran into an out at third, leadoff double, you know, grab ball the shortstop. We didn't do a good job of knowing where the shortstop was and run into an out. Then we get a hit on the next one. One, we have no control over catching line drive. But the other one's like, that was a base running mistake we had. And, like, you never know. But, I mean, that's baseball, and, man, we actually pitched it okay. I think they got the leadoff guy on 8 of 9 innings, and we pitched out of a lot of jams. It felt like it was stressful every inning for us on defense, but our guys did a good job of pitching around some things and giving us a chance to win.
Do you be in position to have that tying home run? A lot of credit goes to Hayden Kuhn, 3 2/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen.
And he was great, you know, and Bryce didn't have his best stuff tonight, but he hung in there, and, like, he gave us a chance to win. That's all you can ask is, man, give us a chance. And, yeah, and Kuhn did a good job. He came in and, you know, held him at bay there. And, yeah, like you said, gave us a chance, you know, to do something special at the end.
Well, tough one tonight, but you're still in position for the rubber game of the series tomorrow.
Yeah, got to sleep fast and be ready to go tomorrow. Forget this one quick.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time as always.
Good, thanks, Steve.
All right, that is head coach Trent Pratt. Again, tomorrow, 1 o'clock to wrap up the series. Game 3, the deciding game of this series, as the Cougars go for 2 straight Big 12 series victories. We hope you'll join us for the broadcast tomorrow, either on BYU Radio app, the BYU Radio .org, or at BYU Radio 107.9 FM. Thanks to Maya back in our studios for her work, and our thanks to you for listening. Once again, the final score, the Texas Tech Red Raiders 4 and the BYU Cougars 3. I'm Steve Klauke. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and so long from Lubbock.
You've been listening to live coverage of BYU baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Live coverage of BYU baseball is brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. BYU Baseball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships Casey Stauffer. BYU Cougars Baseball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.